All right, Wrestling with Theology fans, this is Pastor Doug Minton standing here in the confessional corner with you as we continue our look through the Small Catechism, and especially right now, the Ten Commandments, and this week, the Second Commandment. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. What does this mean? We should fear and love God so that we do not curse, swear, use satanic arts, lie, or deceive by his name, but call upon it in every trouble, pray, praise, and give thanks. All right, there is the Small Catechism for the Second Commandment. The woodcut for the Second Commandment is the son of Shelemith being stoned for blaspheming the name in Leviticus 24. That's found in Leviticus 24, verses 10 through 16. Now an Israelite woman's son, whose father was an Egyptian, went out among the people of Israel. And the Israelite woman's son and a man of Israel fought in the camp, and the Israelite woman's son blasphemed the name and cursed. Then they brought him to Moses. His mother's name was Shelomith, the daughter of Dibri of the tribe of Dan. And they put him in custody till the will of the Lord should be clear to them. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Bring out of the camp the one who cursed, and let all who heard him lay their hands on his head, and let all the congregation stone him. And speak to the people of Israel, saying, Whoever curses his God shall bear his sin. Whoever blasphemes the name of the Lord shall surely be put to death. All the congregation shall stone him. The sojourner as well as the native, when he blasphemes the name, shall be put to death. All right, there is Leviticus 24. So you have this young man, I'm assuming, since he's often referred to as the son of the Israelite woman, whose father was an Egyptian. So he is half Egyptian, half Israelite, one of many probable cases of this. And he gets into a fight, and he blasphemes the name of God and curses, which is a definite misuse of the name of God. So they get him into custody, and they bring him to Moses, saying, okay, what do we do with this man? He blasphemed the name of Yahweh. Well, they hold him until God talks to Moses, saying, Take him out of the camp, the one who cursed, and let all who heard him lay their hands on his head, and let all the congregation stone him. So first of all, he is brought out of the camp. His blaspheming has separated him from the people. We go back to the Garden of Eden. It is the same type of thing there, where they are, Adam and Eve were blaspheming God by not listening to him. So now we take it a step further by actually invoking the name improperly in a curse. And then let all who heard him lay their hands on his head. They are testifying to being witnesses to this action, that he is not being brought up by just some simple rumor going around the camp, but that multiple people, at least two or three, because that is what the establishment of a fact is in the Mosaic Law, have to lay their hands on his head, and then all the congregation stones him. And which is a interesting fact in that, okay, that's the whole congregation, including the mother, who is having to stone him as well. And God goes on to say, whoever curses his God shall bear his sin. You bear your own sin. That is the main thrust of the commandments, is that, as God says through Ezekiel, the soul that sins is the soul that'll die. Although we have original sin in us, it is not that we are punished for Adam and Eve's sin, but we are punished for the inherited condition that we have, which causes us to have other gods before Yahweh, which causes us to blaspheme the name of God, to misuse it, which go on through all the rest of the commandments. And this is what spurs us on. It's not that we are condemned for Adam and Eve. They bear their own sin. We bear our own sin. And he ends this by saying, the sojourner as well as the native, when he blasphemes the name, shall be put to death. No one is immune to this law, that anyone who blasphemes the name of the Lord should be stoned to death. Now again, we have this, and there is he given the chance, the opportunity to repent. Well, yes, there is that opportunity, but if he is malicious enough to not care about what he has done, to not worry about what consequences are going to happen to him, then no, he's not going to repent, and therefore the stoning punishment should still be done, which is what happens to him. He refuses to repent. He has this time while waiting for the will of the Lord to be determined, and he still refuses to repent. So also, we have that when we refuse to repent, when we refuse to accept ownership of our own sin so that we can hand them over to God for forgiveness, we still bear those consequences. We still bear that punishment because we are not living up to what God has put before us. And that is what happens with the son of Shelomith, that he refuses. So he is punished. He is killed by stoning for misusing the name of the Lord your God, which unfortunately in our day is so rampant, there wouldn't be enough stones left or people to throw the stones at all of us. But we have Jesus. We have the one who has taught us that the name of Yahweh is to be used to call upon it in every trouble, to pray, to praise, and to give thanks. That's the proper use of it, not using it as a curse, but using it as a blessing. All right, as I said earlier, these, especially the commandment ones, are going to be a little bit shorter as we focus on each one and the particular woodcut. But I thank you for being here. Continue listening as we go on through the series and the commandments, as well as the rest of the Small Catechism, to hear these and understand these Bible stories and the commandments maybe in a slightly different way as we have the stories connected to them. But until next time, this is Pastor Doug Minton, thanking you for being here, supporting the podcast, standing in the confessional corner with me. Next week, we look at the third commandment and honoring the preaching of God's word. But until then, may God's richest blessings be upon you as you wrestle with the theology around you today and always. Amen.